Fetterman op-ed, Democrats cannot simply be the opposite of Trump. By Jasmine Jordan on May 8, 2026. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, defended his record and criticized parts of his own party in a Washington Post op-ed Thursday, arguing that Democrats have moved away from positions he said were once mainstream within the party while insisting that his own values have remained consistent. In the piece, titled "I Haven't Changed, Here's What Has," Fetterman wrote that working across the aisle is the only way forward and said he remains committed to serving all Pennsylvanians regardless of party affiliation. The Pennsylvania Democrat pointed to his bipartisan work on border security, government funding, Israel, infrastructure, and social programs while rejecting calls for ideological conformity inside the Democratic Party. Fetterman wrote that he first entered politics after winning a mayoral race in Braddock, Pennsylvania, by a single vote, describing the town as one of the poorest in the Commonwealth where 90% of the population has left. He said his political focus has always been on delivering investment and results rather than engaging in partisan fights. The senator argued that Democrats have increasingly become defined by opposition to President Trump, writing, "My party cannot simply be the opposite of whatever President Donald Trump says." Fetterman added that pointless pile-ons and attacks are unproductive and said voters want lawmakers to work together to find solutions. On immigration, Fetterman said he supported a 2024 border bill to make sure an influx the size of Pittsburgh doesn't come through the border like it did under the previous administration. He also highlighted his support for legislation targeting fentanyl trafficking and noted that he served as the lead Democrat on the Laken-Riley Act. Fetterman wrote that someone who comes here illegally and commits a violent crime should be deported. Full stop. The Pennsylvania senator also defended his votes to prevent government shutdowns, saying Transportation Security Administration, TSA, agents, Homeland Security personnel, airports, and everyday Americans should have never been held hostage. He acknowledged backlash from parts of the Democratic base over those votes, writing that he took no pleasure in voting against his party but believed the demand to keep the lights on weighed more heavily than partisan games. Fetterman devoted a significant portion of the op-ed to his support for Israel amid the war in Gaza and ongoing tensions involving Iran-backed Hamas and Hezbollah. He wrote that he has remained committed to fully backing the elimination of these terrorists and their leaders and praised the administration for acting against threats posed by Iran and its proxies. According to Fetterman, positions on border security, support for Israel, and opposition to government shutdowns that were once common within the Democratic Party have become increasingly toxic due to what he described as catering to the fringe and agitated parts of our base. He wrote that protesters have confronted him in Washington, D.C., and outside his Braddock home, accusing him of being a traitor for his stances. At the same time, Fetterman insisted he remains aligned with Democrats on several major issues, writing that he is strongly pro-choice, pro-weed, pro-LGBT, pro-SNAP, pro-labor. He also rejected the idea of switching parties, joking that he would be a terrible Republican who still votes overwhelmingly with Democrats. The senator highlighted multiple bipartisan efforts with Republican lawmakers and Trump administration officials. Fetterman said he worked with Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy to restore roughly $1 billion in transportation funding for Pennsylvania projects. He also cited work with Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, on infrastructure funding, including $600 million for rebuilding the Delaware River Bridge and improving the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Fetterman further pointed to bipartisan legislation with Senator Jim Justice, RWV, involving SNAP eligibility for hot rotisserie chicken purchases, work with Senator Katie Britt, RL, on youth mental health legislation, and cooperation with Senator Cynthia Loomis, RY, on expanding home repair programs nationwide. The op-ed comes amid renewed discussion about Fetterman's place within the Democratic Party. Earlier this week, Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, responded to reports that some Republicans were encouraging Fetterman to leave the Democratic Party or become an independent who caucuses with Republicans. Shapiro said Pennsylvanians voted for a Democrat to represent them in the United States Senate and said Fetterman should continue with his service to Pennsylvania and, hopefully, get back to what he was elected to do and reflect the will of the people. CNN commentator Van Jones also defended Fetterman this week, saying it was completely insane that a Democrat who supports Israel and opposes an open border would now be viewed by some as fitting better within the Republican Party. Jones described Fetterman as a moderate Democrat and said, "We need people like that in this party."